And now, it's time for the talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning. You're very welcome along to the 9 to noon show here on Highland Radio with me, Greg Hughes. We'll be having a look at the papers as we do every morning very shortly. But first, I want to cross over to Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeil. Good morning, Minister. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Lovely to speak to you again.
I do appreciate you're really busy, so it's very much appreciated. Okay, so you met with, you know, cross-party delegation, really. Our Oireachtas members met with you last night, and thanks for facilitating that meeting, of course, on behalf of us all here. And they were united across the political divide on the issue of health services in Donegal. Your reflection on that meeting, Minister?
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to the representatives from Donegal across the parties, from Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, right across the parties, for coming and meeting with me for such a considerable period of time, and for outlining each one of them their commitment to the development of Letterkenny Hospital, their concerns about different things there, their expression of the need for the future. And you will remember I was there with you on the 1st of May, and what they said reflected my own concerns about where Letterkenny needs to go. And you will remember that at that time I said to you that I was concerned that while I saw great activity, you know, in the development of the community nursing unit just across from the hospital there, which really is a phenomenal piece of infrastructure that's going to serve the people so well. I was so impressed with the work in Errigal Hub on chronic disease management, and I want to see that extended not just from respiratory to cardiology, but that the hospital itself needs investment. And while it's had greatly more money, you know, 60% more money, 28% more staff, the infrastructure needs improvement. And in particular, you'll recall I was concerned about surgical capacity in Letterkenny and across a range of different services. And that I believe that there needed to be more surgical capacity in Letterkenny University Hospital to meet the growing need of a growing population, but also to make sure that we are keeping the surgical expertise that is in Donegal in Donegal, and to make sure that we're really thinking about the resilience of that for the future. So we had a very good, very broad conversation. It started out as one thing, focusing on the surgical hub for the Northwest. We talked about what surgical hubs do and what they don't do. And I you know, might take the opportunity to clear up any confusion with that. And we talked about the hospital more broadly, and certainly my view that the hospital needs a very significant development plan that looks at the entire campus and puts together a plan similar to what Galway did, a master plan for Galway that really sets out a vision for the hospital for the future, the sequencing of how that would be delivered, where the priorities are in a whole of campus way that's going to meet the needs of Donegal for the future.
But Minister, who might lead that out, you see? You know, because we have had, like, just taking the funding for an example, and you're quite right in pointing out 59% increase in funding over 5 years, but that's similar to other Sealta hospitals in the region. But if you look at activity-based funding, you know, if you look behind the figures, by that metric, the hospital is the third lowest in the country. So, like, are you also given a commitment today to look at what many sees as chronic underfunding from Letterkenny University Hospital? So whilst our increase is, you know, quite at the higher percentage rate in the West-Northwest group, it's coming from a very low base.
And that's what I'm reflecting, that there needs to be considerably more and that, you know, activity-based funding, you're right, because that's a measure of the productivity of the hospital and all of the processes of the hospital. And I'm very acutely aware, like, I mean, I track the figures every single day. I'm very acutely aware that over the past number of months that the hospital trolley figures in Letterkenny have been very high. And I'm also very concerned about the number of delayed discharges of care. When I was there with you that day on the 1st of May, there was 46 people who could have been moved out of the hospital who hadn't yet been moved out of the hospital. And that's for a variety of reasons. That's as much to do with services that are in the community as much as what's happening in the hospital. But the impact is that if there are 46 people who are in beds who could be elsewhere, and there are 20 people on trolleys in the emergency department, well, the maths don't add up. And it's a complete whole of hospital perspective that needs to be taken, a complete whole of community perspective that needs to be taken. Okay. Now, some of that need is being met, as you know, with the community nursing building across the road, which is going to open in quarter two next year. So that does take care of some of that broader community need, but still the hospital needs a dedicated focus. Now, what worked well in Galway? After, I have to tell you, a lot of efforts that didn't work well, but what eventually worked well was the whole campus coming together, being led by the management, being led by consultants, not competing with each other's disciplines, but recognising the need for investment together. One of the things that I see in particular that's needed in Donegal is more inpatient beds. One of the things I see in particular is more surgical capacity generally, but I see that that need is there broadly, not just for elective surgeries, not just for the small surgeries that a surgical hub would perform, but more broadly for all of the needs of the Donegal community more broadly. So, and I think it is important to distinguish what a surgical hub does and it doesn't do, if I might.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I know you want to, yeah.
So a surgical hub, and we have only just one open in Mount Carmel in South Dublin, a number of more coming next year and the end of this year. So what it does is really small day case surgeries where you're only in and out for half a day or a third of a day. So carpal tunnel syndrome in a finger, or an endoscopy, or a steroid injection, a deep pain injection, or a hernia repair, diagnostic services. What it doesn't do is cancer surgery. What it doesn't do is hip replacements. What it doesn't do is those bigger surgeries. It's just not that. It's very, very small procedures that really shouldn't be in an acute hospital setting, where you go in on, you know, you're on a single seat or a single trolley, you're in and out, you're home in your car, there's no beds associated with it. It's very, very small procedures. That's important everywhere. And that's why there is, you know, a need for a surgical hub in the Northwest as well. I have not received a business case for the surgical hub in the Northwest yet, though I, you know, we can come and talk about that. But my point about Letterkenny is I think it needs more than a place to do carpal tunnel syndrome.
Okay, well, can I just make sure to clarify what you're saying there, because obviously there are plans for 6th and a 7th. One's only opened. I know those within medicine see it as, you know, it's quite attractive in terms of attracting the staff that we need to Letterkenny if it were to be located here. Are you saying, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, nor could I, are you saying that we shouldn't be focusing on a surgical hub here, that we should be focusing on something greater? And would that potentially, seeing that you might feel that Letterkenny is a greater need, influence your decision as to whether or not to sign off on the surgical hub for Sligo? Because, as I say, I trust the 171 doctors here need a surgical hub for all it provides.
When I met and I spoke, obviously I didn't speak with 171, but I did speak with some of them, and my reflections, you know, are based on my learning from their conversations with me about the need to protect surgical activity, about the need to protect their expertise, to develop their expertise. Some of them are performing surgeries in a general way and that are not performing surgeries in their specialty area. That matters, because we want them to retain, and not just retain, but develop their expertise. So what I'm saying to you, I suppose, is a little bit of both, if I may. I think the conversation, and I understand completely why, has become about a surgical hub in the Northwest. I understand the reasons for that, because it feels like a symbolic statement about where investment is going and where what are the consequences of investment not going a particular way here or there. What I am saying is something very different. It's something that's much bigger, more additive than that. I came to Letterkenny so that I could feel and understand the layout of the campus, so that I could hear from people, so that I could understand what the particular geographic challenges were, what the particular investment challenges were. And I know very acutely, and as I said to you on that day, Letterkenny needs more.
It does, of course. And just to put some figures on that, and this is why I'm just concerned that listeners might go away with a sense of a lack of hope in relation to this. If we look at recent investments, I understand, Minister, sorry, and I'll let you clarify that, but if we look at recent investment, what you've inherited effectively in terms of healthcare infrastructure, that's the equipment, furnishings and all that kind of stuff, the figure stands nationally at 1.375 billion from all funding sources. But if we look at Letterkenny University Hospital's figures, what we got works out at 0.3% of the national allocation. And this equates, if my figures are correct, only 9% of its activity-based funding allocation, so that leaves the shortfall there of 90+. So we've been denied significant capital investment in Letterkenny University Hospital for years. In 13 years, most of the money has been spent dealing with a flooding incident we had. Yeah. So can you look at the funding or reflect that Letterkenny University Hospital is the sixth busiest inpatient hospital in the country? Because no one has up until now. In terms of who is going to manage that, do you have the faith in Tony Canavan to lead that out, given the historical nature of the problems that we're talking about? Do you have faith in the current management structure to deliver that in LUH?
Well, one of the so first of all, you're absolutely right, and Letterkenny does need more investment, and I'm very well aware of that. And can I say, I can see the activity increasing in Letterkenny, so it needs investment no matter what. I think that one of the reasons, when I look at what Letterkenny has prioritised, the project priorities within the HSE, I don't see the same level of activity as I would want to see in terms of a coordinated business plan or a development plan for the hospital. It's not at the stage that I believe it should be at. And I'm going to ask the HSE to look at the development of Letterkenny as a campus. I do not want that to sound, though, as though I'm putting off any decisions in relation to investment or surgical hubs or surgical capacity more broadly. What I'm saying is, I want to see a dedicated focus on Letterkenny development more broadly. I want to see look at the integration of expanding the services that we have in the hub, in the Errigal hub, you know, the chronic disease management hub, the impact on the community and on the hospital of the community nursing unit, and the absolutely necessary investment in capacity, including, importantly, most importantly, surgical capacity on the hospital campus site and how that will be delivered together. What I am saying is that other hospitals have done this already, and in very effective ways. So if I pivot back to Galway, which was a bit all over the place, if I'm honest, over the last 10 years, okay, finally came together with a single campus master plan saying, okay, look, here's our vision over this fall, over a 10 or 15 year period.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, you know, you can't do all of that.
Minister,
work today,
I just have to, I just have two very, the pressure's on for you to go. And I just have a couple of very important questions, if you don't mind, because it's not just you talked about surgical activity. We have a huge reliance on locum consultants.
I know.
Which is crazy. You look at it, the roster. So how do they manage the surgical rosters? And we seem to be ignored by the national training bodies as well. So this is, we have to come at this at so many multiple, historically we have. So could you give a commitment, or will you try and seek to deliver fair and an equitable number of the likes of, you know, senior registrars, trainees to LUH, that we're not so reliant on locums?
Yes, absolutely. But the hospital management also have to do that too. I mean, I am there to support Letterkenny. Letterkenny has to do its own work as well, which I think is very important. So I am there to support Letterkenny because I can see the need that is there. But the, Letterkenny is one of 29 acute hospitals. I can't, you know what I mean? I don't want it to have to be special, singled out in a special way with such an extraordinary focus. It's one of 29 hospitals and it should be performing at the highest level. And one of the reasons I think that was expressed to me on the 1st of May about the number of locums and the difficulty in retaining staff is that sort of plan for the future, is that sort of confidence about where Letterkenny is going. And I can tell you that as Minister for Health, I want to see Letterkenny being confident about where it's going, what its plan for investment is, and that people know that and that they can have faith in it and that they can see a plan over time. And that is what I am going to make sure happens.
Okay, well, the surgical hub has become,
that it has happened to date.
The surgical hub, surgical hub has become almost like a test, okay?
I understand.
The TDs, medical professionals, were told that it was going to Sligo because of population. I can't find any metric where population works. When you receive that business case. And I think, too, it's very important, Minister, that when you came here, in all honesty, you were told that the decision hadn't been made, but that decision had been made. It had been made. It hadn't been formally signed off on, but it had been made. And I think it's very unfair that you were placed in the position to be told that it hadn't been made, because there is documentation to show that they'd chosen Sligo at that point. But you still have yet to receive the business model. Will you scrutinise that and see if there is a better argument for Letterkenny? I think that's what the listeners want, what you will do when this business case lands on your desk.
I will absolutely scrutinise. When it comes to my desk, I will absolutely scrutinise it to assess how this is going to deliver for the North West.
But it can't deliver for Donegal, Minister. We're too far away from it. It's 2.5 hours from parts of Donegal to Sligo. It can't deliver for the North West.
I understand. But what I want to look at is, What is the service delivery? What is the plan for the Northwest? You can hear in my voice my commitment to surgical activity in Letterkenny, in Donegal, and to the people of Donegal. But I do think that the people of Donegal need much more focus on broad surgical activity than the simplicity of some of the procedures that are going to be performed in a surgical hub. But I can completely understand, and I know, and I spoke to my colleagues in the Oireachtas about this last night, I can completely understand the depth of feeling and how that gets pointed into a single decision point in relation to a surgical hub, given what the strength of feeling is in Donegal, given the background of investment and underinvestment and underplanning for Letterkenny University Hospital, I can completely understand that. And what the reason that I was saying this is what a surgical hub does and what it doesn't do is I don't want a surgical hub to become more important than the broader surgical need in Donegal. Donegal needs more than carpal tunnel syndrome. Donegal needs more surgical focus. What I will do, what I absolutely will do, and what I had always intended to do, no matter what decision came to me, was to look at surgical activity in the round, to look at the balance and the needs of investment. And I will not be signing off on anything until I am comfortable about the broad balance of delivery across the Northwest. I came to Donegal for that reason. And I have not forgotten what I've seen, what I've heard, and what I've felt with the people and the medics there. And I can assure you that that is the piece of work that I will be doing.
And also to you, you were given information in good faith that the cancer delivery rates had dramatically improved. I wouldn't mind forwarding on to you actual evidence to suggest that that is not the case. That
it
hasn't gone from 20 to 70% to get chemotherapy, etc. on time. But I wouldn't mind forwarding on some information that actually displays that why that is not the case, because I don't think it's fair if you're briefed. Very finally, do you have, very finally, Minister, and I apologise to your assistants as
not
well,
at all, I'm
have you
to be,
faith
to be honest.
In the local management to deliver what you believe needs to be done, given what you've seen firsthand, given your interactions? And also, do you have faith that the Galway-based administration is actually treating Donegal fairly? Just finally to that point, Minister.
Look, I'm not a new Minister for Health. I'm there 4 months now and I am finding my way across all of the hospital management system and the nuances that within. What I want to see what Donegal is going to put forward. There's no point saying you didn't get investment if you didn't ask for structured investment in the best possible way as well. So I am now, you know, looking at everything in relation to Donegal. What's been asked for? How advanced are the plans? It's very, very clear that there needs to be a development control plan for the hospital. The hospital has been well advised that they are preparing the projects. It should prepare the projects in the form of a development control plan, and that is the best way forward. And I speak to look at the Galway model as something that was a bit all over the place and really got its act together as a hospital, more broadly as a campus and as a vision for the people in Galway. Letterkenny can, must, should do the same thing. And I will do everything I can to support that piece of work and make sure that the HSE supports that piece of work.
Well, hopefully also the historical nature of where we find ourselves is taken into consideration as perhaps we try and create a new path forward. For now, Minister, sorry for eating into your day. I do appreciate your time.
I'm delighted to talk to you.
Take care of yourself. Thanks very much for fulfilling your promise to come back on with us. Okay, that was Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill. So much more to ask, but time is always against. 086 60 25 000 is the WhatsApp and text number. 086 60 25 000, or call us on 074 91 25 000. Well, let's get some reaction to that meeting between Oireachtas members, 5 TDs, 3 senators across party, with the Sinn Féin chief whip, Deputy Pádraig McLoughlin. Thanks for your time, Deputy. I do appreciate it. And your reflections on the meeting. Obviously, this is a minister that is prepared to listen. As you would know, I think we've sort of had a bit of cynicism ingrained into us for generations here in this county, so it's going to be on action, not ears. What's your takeaway from the meeting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Greg. Action will be the decisive factor here. It was good to have the meeting last night. It was obviously vital following the actions of the regional executive, the top person in the HSE in the west and northwest of Ireland, Tony Canavan, who didn't listen to the profound concerns of both the public representatives, elected representatives in Donegal, but more importantly, the doctors and the surgeons and the consultants in Donegal. And so therefore, the only show in town now is the minister. She'll make the final decision. There was a united effort last night. Everybody said we have to have a surgical hub in Letterkenny. If you want to have two, that's fair enough, one in Sligo and one in Letterkenny. But if there has to be one in the region, there's only one.
But listening to the minister this morning, she's not dismissing that, but she's, you know, from my impression, downplaying the role of a surgical hub. You know, it's for carpal tunnel syndrome and stuff. And that really, you know, we need to look at the bigger picture in Letterkenny. But that's not going to wash, I fear, with respect to her, because we need something now. Maybe the surgical hub is not the solution to everything, but it is something. And I think that's what that hospital needs now. It needs something, not another big, massive plan. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure there's much faith out there for the HSC leadership knocking about to actually deliver what that minister might want in her term of office or anything close to it.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And you'll know yourself when talking to the doctors, consultants, elected reps, campaigners, none of us are saying the surgical hub is all that we need, but we're saying it's the bottom line. And, you know, with respect to the minister, there's six of these surgical hubs, two for Dublin, one for Waterford, Limerick, Cork and Galway, and now one for the North West. In my view, there should be two. You know, so if they're not all that big a deal, why have they all gone to the major hospitals in the state?
I did suggest that to her.
Yeah, you know, so like the next steps now is she's going to meet the doctors. We obviously stressed the vital need to do that. Some of the points she was making last night, the doctors would absolutely agree that we need to develop cancer services, cardiac services. There's a much bigger picture for Letterkenny Hospital. But the surgical hub is a sign of goodwill. It's a sign that the days of neglect and the days of discrimination are over. And it's a test. It's a test of the new minister's mettle. And I hope she's going to meet that test very soon.
But the issue I have here from previous interviews and also demonstrably is that her wish to see the development of Letterkenny does not seem to align with the ethos in Galway, that they seem to be investing more in Sligo and certainly in Galway and not in Letterkenny. So my concern is she's waiting for the hospital to say, this is what we need. And then there is a chain of command and people might not want to be sort of undermined in previous decisions they've made. If you get what I'm talking to here.
Yeah, I totally agree, Greg. And I mean, you know more about this than most. You've looked at this forensically over the years. And the bottom line is we have been shafted in Donegal. You know, we have...
But we haven't necessarily been shafted by Dublin. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, we've been shafted by the political, and I call them very political structures in the HSC and previously SAILTA, because now HSC have replaced SAILTA. So this project gravitated towards Galway. And as you know, Galway's not a huge city. What is it, 70,000? Something like that. So Galway is at the bottom end of this region of 800,000 people. It's right at the bottom end. Can you imagine if we said, we are going to put a hospital in Carndonagh or Letterkenny, and that hospital will service everybody.
We'd be left out of it.
There'll be thousands of people on the streets in Galway. So this is about an even spread of services, a fair spread, no matter where you live. Like, and Damien Dowds, I thought, was brilliant recently on your show, editor of the Inishowen Independent. He asked the question, why is it that we always have to travel? Mm-hmm. Why is it we in Donegal have to travel, you know, 5 hours to Galway, 5 hours back? I was talking to a man from Donegal recently, Greg, and he told me the story. For the second time in recent times, he had a procedure cancelled, right? He had hotel costs lost. His wife, who was accompanying him, had time off work lost. He was on the road to Galway and they rang him to say the bed's cancelled. On the road. Yeah, you know, this is what's going on for our people in Donegal for years. So all we're asking is the same access to health services as everybody else. So the surgical hub is the first test of that. Are they serious about reversing the neglect? This is the first big test. And that's what I said to the minister last night, is that, and she knows that. Like this, of course, we know we need much more than a surgical hub for Letterkenny.
Yeah, it's ironically, I put it exactly the same to her without the knowledge of how you or anyone else phrased it at that meeting. This is to, you know, that this is why the ambulatory centre kind of rubbed people up the wrong way, because it was another promise, whereas the surgical hub is something that we can say, right, we have, okay, it just means that maybe we have to travel for less, maybe it takes some pressure off the hospital, maybe we can attract more full-time staff rather than relying on locums. I think you might have to dash for a vote, Deputy, but I appreciate your time.
Not at all, Greg. And listen, thanks for everything you're doing. I mean, Highland Radio, and it's not said enough, I think, is at the centre of our community in Donegal. It's always championing the issues, holding all of us to account, no matter who we are in politics, we're held to account. So listen, thank you for all you're doing. Thank you.
Take care, Pádraig. Thanks very much for that. We'll be getting reaction from one of the most vocal of the 171 that signed that letter seeking a meeting with the minister, which has now been agreed to. And that will be Dr. Pádraig McGuinness joining me after this quick break. OK, you're very welcome back to the programme. And I want to welcome on to it Dr. Pádraig McGuinness, GP, and part of the campaign to bring the surgical hub to Letterkenny. Pádraig, good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Greg.
And just to reflect on where we're at, I think it's really encouraging that we had so many of the people we rely on for our good health or to look after us when we aren't in good health to come together and lead out in relation to this. And in fairness to all our elected reps, both councillors and our TDs and senators, seven of which met the minister last night, united in our voice. There is a momentum here, which I worry if we lose, that we could lose, you know, that this is almost like, you know, this is our chance. That's the feeling I'm getting, if you know what I mean. So I suppose we've achieved very little as of yet, but we hope to achieve more. It is a better position we're in terms of the united campaign here, I think, Pádraig.
I mean, absolutely, Greg. I think I've never seen it before where all five of our elected TDs have been on the one page about something and have agreed to work together on something. I think that's unprecedented. And I think it's unprecedented that 171 GPs and consultants would come out and sign a letter and call for something. And I think that really shows the gravity of the situation, Greg. And it shows that actually this is not just the last, you know, final lightning rod, basically. This actually will potentially be the death knell of our hospital. If we don't get our surgical hub, we won't be able to attract surgeons. If we can't attract surgeons, that means our ED gets downgraded. If you can't attract surgeons, you can't maintain a roster for maternity services. And that's maternity gone, and that's ED downgraded. And that's why everybody is so scared. And, you know, listening to the minister a moment ago, it was a bit disingenuous. I felt some of the things that she said to you, Greg, particularly around what surgical hubs can do, particularly around the importance of surgical hubs. And she said something else that kind of annoyed me a bit, in where she said that actually maybe that you know, consultants shouldn't be fighting for their own patch. There's no fighting for our own patch here. 171 doctors, of which nearly 60 of them are consultants, which represents greater than 70% of the consultant cohort at the hospital. Everybody in Letterkenny is on the same page here. And to say that we're not on the same page is disingenuous.
Do you, when the minister, and I'm going to wait and see in terms of the jury being out from my perspective, but when the minister sort of plays down these surgical hubs, but you look at where they're located, and then talks of sort of we need to start addressing the wider issues, have you any concern that that's laying the groundwork for saying, right, okay, surgical hubs, they're not all that. Wait till you see what we're going to deliver for you. But we know the lifetime of government, we know the lifetime of a minister, and we know who'd be charged with trying to lead out and implement that. People who've been in these positions historically. You know, have you any concern that we may be going down a path that might not result in what we're hoping for?
Look, we're not going to let it, is the bottom line to that. But absolutely, Greg, and particularly from listening to our interview a moment ago, you know, I was actually fairly excited this morning, having spoken to people last night, that maybe we were making more progress, and I think we are. But to hear her say those things is a wee bit out of the same playbook that we've heard before, honestly. So this sort of playbook where we're putting it back on local HSC management, come back with a solution, that is a 10 to 15 year project we're talking about. And it's not good enough, and we're not going to allow it to happen. You know, this is the playbook we've heard before from previous ministers. Well, look, it come to us with a plan, come to us with a whole campus plan, and we'll come back and see. And I think it's great to acknowledge the great work that's going on in Letterkenny, for sure. And there is lots of great work. Bear in mind, most of it is community-based, right? So the Errigal Community Hub is about looking after chronic disease in that community. It's run by the community services. Similarly, the community-based hospital with 120 beds, 110 beds next year is going to be phenomenal. Again, it's not acute services, it's community services. We've had no investment in acute services in Letterkenny in 10 years, apart from fixing a broken roof and fixing a flood. So there's been no acute investment, and it's a wee bit disingenuous to keep focusing on community work and not focusing on acute beds, which is again what she did a moment ago, which is really disappointing.
And my, you know, my impression too, also to Pádraig, sorry to interrupt there, is that she's putting it up to Tony Canavan and Sean Murphy, effectively. Now, Tony Canavan has been on this show previously in the past, and he's quite clear, as I think, as how he sees health delivery in this region. And if you want the best, you're going to have to travel from Donegal. He said that pretty much verbatim on the show. And also then, of course, we had the issue of the surgical hub being raised. And unless I'm misquoting, and I don't want to do anyone any injustice, but Sean Murphy was then advocating for the ambulatory centre, not sort of saying, well, no, we need to go back and check in the surgical hub. So it seems to be that at the very best scenario, she's putting this back to local management and saying, come back to me, and then reviewing how they do that, and then maybe doing something. Do you get where I'm coming from? It's like now we've got another entire stage in between where we're at and the possibility of any improvement.
Look, that is the reality. And the reality is that we cannot trust HSE West and North West to represent Letterkenny. And that is, you know, I am not saying something controversial there. I'm saying something that I have the facts and figures in front of me that presents that, and that you have just outlined to her, Greg, on the show, that we actually can trust HSE West and North West to present Letterkenny as a viable option for lots of services. And, you know, it's disingenuous again. It is her decision of where a surgical hub is decided for. We have the data, which we're hoping to present to her next week, that really clearly shows of why Letterkenny should be the position for the surgical hub. And, you know, just because the HSE West Northwest says it should be in Sligo, the decision's hers. And if she can't, you know, I've been reliably informed that she is a person who completely and utterly relies on facts, figures and data. And if that is the case, then we have no argument here. It is very clear the surgical hub should be in Letterkenny. And back to this ambulatory care hub again. I mean, she was lining it up, it felt like, with you, Greg, to say that the ambulatory care hub was going to be the future in Letterkenny.
Well, that's the impression I got.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a 10 to 15 year project. In the meantime, our consultants have left. In the meantime, our surgeons are working somewhere else. In the meantime, nothing's delivered. I mean, the endoscopy hub was guaranteed and announced back in 2013. We are still doing our endoscopies in the car park, mm-hmm. despite the fact that we do the largest amount of endoscopies in the country. So if there was true, actual commitment to investment in Letterkenny, it would happen. And it's a bit disingenuous to say, if the project's presented, we'll fund it. The project for an endoscopy hub was presented, it wasn't funded, and it's still being done in the car park at a cost of $2 million a year to a private operator.
Also, you know, there is a question too, as well, what data she's getting. Because you say that she's a data-driven minister, and she was given data that it could be disputed as it relates. In fact, it was Councillor Declan Meehan raised the issue of cancer delivery and the timely delivery of cancer services. But I've seen data since that suggests that all was not as it seems, right? So if she's making decisions based on data, you know, say, for instance, someone with a straight face who were relying on for this business plan, perhaps, made the population argument for Sligo as a surgical hub. Straight face said that. So if that's the data she's getting, you know what I mean? That's a concern I would also have, especially because sometimes if you make decisions based on data, it can be clinical. You have to make sure you have the right data.
So I suppose that's where we come in now, Greg. We're evidence-based clinicians, and we have already started gathering the data that proves that not only has there been systemic underfunding, but also that the surgical hub is best placed in Letterkenny. I mean, there's really simple arguments, and we're going to present them next week to her. But one simple one is, if you have it in Letterkenny, no one is within 90 minutes in Sligo, Leitrim or Donegal from a surgical hub. That was the intention of her own department's report. They didn't want it more than 90 minutes. So why would you not have it there? Why would you have someone travelling from Kilmany to Sligo? They just won't do it. And I mean, I've said nationally and other places, I have patients, Greg, who currently are going blind because they can't get cataracts done and they cannot get their macular degeneration injections done because they cannot travel the 2 hours plus that it takes to go from Fana to Sligo because they're in their 80s and 90s. That is health inequality at its most stark, and we are not going to stand for this occasion. And you're quite right, there is a different movement on this time, Greg. There's a different movement on because never before have we had all the politicians, never before have we had all the clinicians. And just being like, we're really looking forward to meeting the minister next week. We're really looking forward to presenting the data. But if she goes ahead and puts a surgical hub in Sligo against the blaringly obvious data that's sitting, looking at her in the face, and does it with a straight face, the people will be on the streets of Donegal. That is the reality of what's going to happen.
I just think people down the country see the Northwest, and the minister referenced this on a couple of occasions, what's best for the Northwest. And I think maybe sometimes we need to look at a map with the six counties out of it, or I don't know how they might need to look at it, right? But Inishowen is almost separate to the Northwest, for an example, if you know what I mean, in terms of how far it is from the Northwest. And what we've seen historically is you put a pin in Sligo, it seems, nationally, and that's the Northwest catered for. And just to try and keep going to a regional response to this, in other words, what are we talking about here? It might be best to even further invest in Sligo. Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. But the Minister's on a couple of occasions moved from the Donegal question to the Northwest response. And that doesn't, in my view, take into consideration the reality of a lot, not least your patients who are losing their independence and their ability to see because of something, a fantastic medical advance that they can't access because it's so bloody far away.
Yeah, I heard her multiple times, especially towards the end of the interview, say to you, what's best for the Northwest? What's best for the Northwest? The Northwest includes Donegal and the Northwest includes Inishowen. And we need to remind Dublin sometimes that we are here and that Donegal is part of that. And actually that we carry the population base. Figures well documented before, 165,000 versus about 102,000 Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal. So like the population base stacks up. And, you know, I hear this a wee bit, like, you know, about Inishowen and Fannet and other areas that maybe they're just too far away and that they have to accept perhaps that they're too far away from services. They don't have to be too far away from services at all. And our population base stacks it up. 30,000 or just shy of 35,000 day case procedures performed last year in Letterkenny, another couple of thousand sent to Ballykelly to be done, roughly the same amount in Sligo. And actually, when you take the Donegal patients out of the Sligo numbers drop dramatically because of ophthalmology and ENT. So we have the population base to sustain it. We have the surgeons to sustain it. We just need the room for them in which to operate. I agree with her completely. There's a big problem in terms of theatre space. We have surgeons who have no space to operate. And a great example of that is, you know, like, pilots love to fly. Surgeons are trained to do surgery, and we need to give them the time and space to do that. From speaking to surgeons in Letterkenny, they're doing one and two lists a month. That's not how you attract surgeons. It's also not how you clear waiting lists. And, you know, another thing's important, Greg, she was trying to play down that these surgical hubs are basically like some sort of GP surgery that does carpal tunnel syndromes. That's not true. Okay, it is just not true. They do lap colies, which is taking out gallbladders. They do loads and loads of day service procedures. 30,000 happen in Letterkenny already per year of day surgery alone. So there's lots of day surgery procedures that are on the current list the HSE has provided. And to mitigate it down to some sort of 15-minute carpal tunnel syndrome, again, is disingenuous.
But it's also quite remarkable, actually, that the state is investing so heavily in seven of these that are, you know, sure, look at, do we even need them at all? I thought that was kind of interesting. What next, Porg? I mean, I don't want to preempt this meeting, although we've spent the last 15 minutes doing that with the minister, right? But, you know, what happens afterwards? So, you know, the minister will listen. She will take on board what you have to say. But if the responses are similar to that to which she gave me, you know, to pacify you guys, to say, look, we're actually looking at the bigger picture here. This isn't just about a surgical. We're looking about bells, whistles, but we need management locally to come up with a plan to deliver it us and I'll not be found wanting in terms of funding. You know, but what do you do next? And as I say, that's the element I'm not trying to preempt, because this momentum could very easily, if allowed to, taper off after that meeting, if that type of argument is given to you.
I suppose the first thing is I have to be there in good faith, which I'm really looking forward to. And I do think and I hope that she is a very fair individual and somebody who will listen, like you said, Greg. And I think she will. And she certainly listened last night to her Oireachtas colleagues. So the hope is that she will listen to the facts and figures and make an informed decision. And she told the Oireachtas members last night that it is her decision only to make. So it is her decision to blame if the decision is not correct afterwards. So we hope that we can present to her the figures and the facts that we know are correct. And then we have to give her time. Then we have to give her time to go away and reflect on those facts and figures. And if she is a person of her word, and if she is a person who is all about facts and figures, she can't deny that Letterkenny is the obvious choice for a surgical hub. If she then goes and announces later on in the summer at some point that the surgical hub is going to be based in Sligo, she better justify why that is. And then if we cannot, if that doesn't, if there's no matching surgical hub for Letterkenny, shall we say, then like I have GPs already jumping at the bit to bring their patients to the street. I have campaigners already on the phone to me every day saying we need to get in the streets about this. And it's, nobody wants to go to the street, by the way. Nobody wants to spend their Saturday marching in Letterkenny and having 10 or 15,000 people arriving at the door of Letterkenny. Nobody needs and nobody wants that. But this, we are not going to take this lying down, because as you quite rightly said to her, Greg, this is, you know, this is kind of, this is on the background of years and years of underinvestment. And this is another classic example of it. And we're not going to let it. And I think she said something about she understands the depth of feeling. Yes, there's a huge depth of feeling about this in Donegal. But actually, it's not about feelings. It's about outcomes. And it's about patient outcomes. And it's about patients being able to survive longer. It's about patients getting access to services. And, you know, it, to say the surgical hub doesn't increase theatre capacity is again a bit disingenuous, because actually you remove all the day case procedures from the theatres they're currently in, which then frees up more space for cancer services and other services in the main theatres where they should be. So, like, a surgical hub is the only show in town here, and it's the only show the GPs are going to accept, the consultants are going to accept, and all the Oireachtas members are going to accept. And I've never seen a campaign as strong as this before. We're looking forward to meeting the minister next week. We're looking forward to telling her our side of the story, and hopefully she'll take that data and those figures on board.
I mean, it's costed, it's 60 million, right? And and I mean, there might be other costs associated with it, but it's, I struggle when we see 43 million euro being allocated to Casement Park, you know, 21 million euro being allocated to, 27 million being allocated to horse and greyhound racing. I'm not saying those should come from, but money is divvied out left, right and centre. And yet when it comes to something like health, and we're talking about a tiny minuscule part of the health budget, the fact that there's such a pushback on it, it just makes you wonder why. I don't know the answer to that. I very much look forward to hearing how the meeting with the minister goes, Park. I really do appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you and the 170 other medical professionals and others that probably aren't signatories but feel the same are doing to, for us, you know, for our mums and dads, to make sure that we don't give up on 78-year-olds, to make sure that we properly treat a 40-year-old woman and that she survives to rear her kids. You know, this is the type of stuff we're on about, that an older person, you know, doesn't spend their last 5 years of their life blind because they can't undertake a trip to Sligo. That's what we're fighting for here. So we appreciate you being so vocal on it on our behalf as well, being advocates for us. Take care. That's Dr. Padraig McGuinness, a GP, and part of that campaign to bring the surgical hub to Letterkenny. Right, interesting hour. A lot of the stuff, like that hour we've done there, is a lot of it's for the record as well, you know, because what you do is you get the minister's opinions on the record that can never be got done away from. You get the political view from it. We got it from Deputy McLaughlin today. And then from the doctors themselves as to, you know, how they viewed that interview with the minister. Just to let you know, Paul McLaughlin of Ballacdar Garden Centre, he's on with us after 11, taking your gardening questions. So if you have any questions at all, I don't need to give you examples, you know what we're talking about. Please get in touch with us right now, 08660 25000. And Paul's great on hedges, on lawns, on bedding plants, growing fruit, growing herbs, anything like that there. If you want to do something, or maybe you want to start something with the children, anything like that, let us know, and we shall ask those questions for you. Dropped my pen. The HSC says the listener is now mainly run by agency staff. The HSC is being squandered by agency staff as they're paid higher wages than permanent staff and they choose to work their own hours. This is a mismanagement of money, and that's why the budget is always overspent. Horrifying news this morning that HICWA has received over 1,000 unsolicited tip-offs on nursing homes last year. Something seriously needs to be done to have an overhaul of how nursing homes are run. They must be more about care rather than profit. And if that means the state taking them over, then that's the way it should be indeed. And as I said at the time of that RTE Investigate show, like I think I got six proper contacts from people who had real life experiences in nursing homes across the county, and advised them obviously to contact HICWA and the relevant agencies. So I'm not surprised that when you look at it from a national scale, HICWA has had such an influx of reports there. Hi, Greg. Good luck to Donegal this weekend against Mayo. This is a game where we really need all supporters to come out in force. It's a massive game for the county. Mayo will bring big numbers. Make sure to leave early with traffic and roadworks. Bring the colours and flags, and hopefully the boys will do the rest. Fingers crossed. Obviously, Mayo don't need to win, do they? They don't need to win. We need to. We don't really need to win if Tyrone can beat Cavan. There's a lot at play, but the way you sort all that out is by beating Mayo, and then whatever happens elsewhere doesn't really matter. Good morning, Greg. Well, she can talk anyway, but it all sounds like blah blah to me. Excuse my lack of confidence, but we've heard it all before. That was the first time in conversation that it felt familiar, but let's see. We shall see. The minister seems committed, and I would be, I certainly would be inclined to wait and see. It's great that the NCT is working late in the evening. That's the way it should be. It's a pity our health system didn't operate in the same system. That's a off-the-cuff reference I made earlier on, that I was in the NCC centre at 11:30 there the other night. Yeah, indeed, when the capacity is there, they open and try and get people sorted. It's astonishing if you go in for your NCT, if you book just after midnight or even 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, the availability in the following week. It's astonishing. I did that at the weekend, and there were 3 or 4 times a day throughout the entire following week. So don't risk driving around with an out-of-date NCT, because the guards, it won't wash if it's in late August, late July or September. Go on after 12. And normally there is something very, 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 very quickly. Right, let me take a break. I'll be back with more after the news and obituary notices.